The Hellenic Society Paideia hosted an evening of speeches, music, and dancing on Saturday to fundraise for a one-of-a-kind museum that will open at the University of Connecticut next year. Professor Elias Tomazos is the founder and president of Paideia, and he is also the main force behind the construction of its new building, called the Spartan Museum. Tomazos says the story of ancient Sparta and its famous general Leonidas is one of the most beautiful chapters of Greek history.
But I'd like to tell you that for me, Elias Tomazos, the people of Sparta, is not only great in the ancient period, they are great also today. And I can testify this from my own personal experience.
The new museum will emphasize the history of Sparta and of Greece's region called Laconia, where Sparta is located. The museum will have valuable paintings, a statue of General Leonidas, and a sculpture that depicts the historic Battle of Thermopylae. About 100 people from the Greek-American community came on Saturday to support the project. Paideia is a nonprofit organization that teaches students about Greek language and culture. The group also hosts study abroad programs throughout the year to different places in Greece. Paideia has collected funds from many donors in the Greek community, but the Pan-Laconian Federation of the U.S. and Canada is the main partnering force. The federation promotes Laconian heritage in North America. Federation President George Matafatsos says it is a distinct honor and a privilege for his organization to help build the museum.
It's dear to my heart because it represents the whole of Hellenism. It also represents what is good in the world. There's nothing negative in this project. That's why I feel so proud about it.
Tomazos works outside for hours almost every day to push the construction forward, but he says he's far from alone. Paideia Vice President Christos Bakis has been working side by side with Tomazos on projects for almost 40 years. Bakis says even though Tomazos is not Spartan himself, his passion for the history is unparalleled.
Because of his extraordinary love for Sparta, you know, he is better than a Spartan. He believes in the history. He believes what Sparta offered to the world.
Tomazos, Bakis, and many of their friends have been building the museum together for more than 2 years. Their friends are engineers, plumbers, artists, and others who volunteer their time to help. Bakis says the volunteers are building the museum with love and that they willingly work even without being paid. Although Greek Americans made up most of Saturday's crowd, community outsiders also came to voice their support for the museum. U.S. Navy Chief Warrant Officer Lance Cummings is a retired Navy SEAL who served for 30 years. Over the summer, Cummings and a group of 20 athletes went to Greece to fundraise for the Navy SEAL Foundation in historic fashion.
We retraced the steps of the Sparta 300 from Sparta to Thermopylae.
The team decided to retrace the same path that General Leonidas and his 300 soldiers marched from Sparta to Thermopylae in 480 BC. Leonidas and his Spartan unit fought alongside 900 Greek helots in a narrow mountain pass against the overwhelmingly larger forces of the Persian Emperor Xerxes. Cummings and the athletes trekked about 260 miles of roads and mountains in 8 days to get to the very place where Leonidas and his small group made their historic final stand against the Persian army. The group included a variety of individuals, wounded warriors, veterans with prosthetics, and a man born without arms and legs. Cummings says they raised around $200,000 for the Navy SEAL Foundation. He says the journey was life-changing and that it pushed everyone beyond their limits. He also commended the Greek people for their great hospitality.
The Greek people just can't be nicer than when you're traveling through their countryside, you know, and they're just feeding you and welcoming you, and you know, everyone seems to endorse the idea of retracing those steps.
The Spartan Museum is the last of a four-part project that Tomazos and Paideia have been spearheading for decades at UConn. It all began in 1995 when Paideia opened the Three Hierarchs Chapel, which is the first Greek Orthodox church at an American state university. 2 years later, Paideia added the Macedonia Educational Building next door to the chapel. The building has classrooms, offices, student meeting rooms, a community hall, a library, and an exhibit hall. In 2012, the group added its third piece, the Alexander the Great Amphitheater, which is the first authentic, classical-styled, open-air theater in North America. Paideia has finished these works over the past 2 decades, but Hellenic influence at UConn goes back decades earlier. In 1977, a group of students founded the Hellenic Student Association and then began teaching language and culture classes. Today, the association continues to share Greek culture with the Yukon community. Students hold weekly meetings at the Paideia Center and gather regularly for other social events. Their biggest events are their Greek nights that they host at nearby restaurants. This is when students get together for dinner in addition to Greek music and dancing. The current president is George Anastasas. He says it is remarkable being a part of the student group and having access to a unique cultural center.
UConn has a lot of other churches, a lot of cultural centers for other communities, but none of them come close to the site we have here, straight off of campus, like right next to UConn. You know, it's just amazing that we were able to do all this in just like 30, 40 years.
Tomaso says he encourages people to help finish the Spartan Museum and also says the museum and similar projects are important for the next generation.
Try to help us in any way you can, because our kids is the future, and we have to do something for our kids.
For WHUS News, I'm Darden Livesay.